Good morning, Shavua Tov, everybody. Today we will pick up from Mitzvah Slosa Say 276. We are going to do the last portion of the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos today, and then tomorrow Mir Tashem will turn to his introduction, and the following day we'll turn to his ordering of the Mishnah Torah, his indexing of how he broke up the different books, and Mir Tashem on Wednesday we will begin the actual Sefer Mishnah Torah. We'll begin with Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yisuri HaTorah. But now we are up to Mitzvah Reish Ayin Vav, 276 of Mitzvos Lo Sa'aseh. Last time we had seen how we began discussing the different rules of judgment for a judge, how he has to make sure not to tilt the din in any way, and now we pick up from that. Number 276, Shelo Yira Adayin B'din Me Adam Ra, person who's Adayin, a judge should not be afraid of dealing with, let's say, some sort of gangster, somebody who's a dangerous person as one of the litigants. He shouldn't be afraid of what might happen to him. Shneamar Lo Sagru Mneyesh, don't be afraid of anybody. 277. Not to have mercy on somebody who's poor in his judgment. 278. Not to tilt the judgment of somebody who's a sinner. You know this guy's a bad guy, and you want to say, therefore, he's guilty. No, don't do that. Treat everyone justly. When it says poor person, it means a poor person in terms of mitzvos. Number 279. Not to have mercy on somebody who's a damager in terms of penalizing him. Number 280, not to tilt the judgment of a convert or of an orphan. Number 281, that one's not allowed to listen to one of the litigants when the other litigant isn't present at the time. You need both parties present in order to even discuss their case. And this is again on the judge. As the pasuk says, Number 282, even though generally we follow the majority, in terms of capital crime cases where somebody's life is at stake, you don't follow a simple majority. You need at least two people for majority. In other words, you wouldn't do a 12-11 case. Rather, you would need it to be a 13-10 case. Number 283. Shelo yilamed chova misha lamed zechos tchila b'dinei al riv lintos. That in a case of judgment, which is a capital case, so if you had initially started by saying that the person deserves to be exonerated, you can't go and change the case to then decide, actually, you know what, I think that he should be guilty. Number 284. Shelo limnos adam she'eno chacham. Not to appoint judges, even if this person is very wise in other areas of life, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, so he's not able to serve as a Jewish judge. Number 285, Shelo Yad B'Sheker, not to testify falsely. Number 286, Shelo Yad Baal Aver, that somebody who is not an upstanding member of Jewish society, doesn't keep halacha, so he's not able to testify. Number 287. Shelo yoid karov, somebody who's a relative of one of the litigants, is not able to testify. Number 288. That we don't allow any relatives to testify in a court case. Number 288. Not to decide a case based off of the testimony of one witness. Number 289. Not to kill somebody who's innocent. Number 290. Not to decide a judgment based off of your own thinking, your own evaluation, but rather until you have two witnesses who saw the actual matter. Number 291. That a witness is not supposed to go ahead and testify in a case which is relevant specifically to Dina Nefashos. An extra law with that regard. 292. Not to kill somebody who's chayv misa, even though he deserves to die until he's had a fair trial. Number 293. That if you see somebody chasing after somebody else to kill them, so then, or to do one of the gilai raios, so then you're supposed to kill that person who's chasing after before they have a chance to do their terrible deed. Number 294. That if somebody was raped, that you don't punish her at all because it wasn't her fault. Number 295. Not to accept any sort of bail payment to free himself if he is a murderer. Number 296. That if somebody is chayv to go to Gullus because he had killed by accident, so you don't accept any, again, bail payment to allow him to escape that punishment. Number 297. Not to stand by while somebody else is dying, to stand up and help them. Number 298. Not to leave something with other people can trip over, shneimar lo sasam damim beveisecha, and thereby potentially die. Number 299, shelo lahachshil tam bederech, not to trip up somebody, either with bad advice or physically to make them trip over a stumbling block. Number 300, shelo lahosef b'malkus hamachuyim malkus, not to give more than the amount of allotted lashes to somebody who's obligated to get lashes. Number 301, shelo l'ragel, not to speak, to be a talebearer, let's say. Number 302, shelo l'sanei b'leif, not to hate somebody in your heart. Number 303, shelo l'ha'albin b'nei adam Yisrael, not to embarrass somebody publicly. Well, he doesn't say publicly here, but not to embarrass somebody. Number 304, shelo linkom, not to take revenge. Number 305, shelo lintor, not to hold a grudge. Number 306, shelo likacha aim al habanim. Number 306, not to take the mother bird along with the babies. Instead, you have to send away the mother. Number 307, shelo ligalech sar ha-nesek. Number 306, lo yigalech. When somebody has a certain type of tzaras, which is in the hair, so not to remove the hair of this type of tzaras. Number 308, shelo loshimani ha-tzaras, not to remove other signs of tzaras. Number 309, you have to be careful with it. Number 309, shelo la'avod lo'zroa v'nachal eitan. Number 309, shelo la'avod bo lo'yizrael. The place where they did an egla rufa, it's not allowed to be used ever again. So you can't plant in that place, you can't work that place at all. And that's what this mitzvah teaches. Number 310, shlo lahachios mechashef, not to allow a sorceress or sorcerer to stay alive. Number 311, shlo yischayv chasan bedavar mitzarchei tzibor, go and we had mentioned there's a mitzvah of Shana Rishona in the positive sense. Here, there's one in a negative sense. We're not allowed to bother the chasan during the whole first year of his marriage to have to deal with any public affairs. Number 312, not to deny that which Beis Din says, to rebel against them. Number 313, not to add or subtract from any aspect of Torah, either the written or the oral Torah. Number 314, not to delete from any of the mitzvahs. The previous one was to add, this one is to delete. Number 315, not to curse a judge. Number 316, right, not to curse either the king or the leader of the yeshuv, the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. Number 317, not to curse any Jew. Number 318, not to curse your father and mother. Number 319, not to hit your father and mother. Number 319, most you must. Number 320, shelo lasos melach of Shabbos, not to be mechal Shabbos by doing work on it. Number 321, shelo lahalich chutz l'tchum medina kahochei drachem b'Shabbos, not to leave beyond the place where you're staying, beyond the city. Number 322, shelo la'anosh b'Shabbos, not to do any of the punishments of Beis Din on Shabbos. Number 323, shelo lasos melach of Rishon Shabbos, not to do melach on the first day of Pesach. Number 324, shelo lasos melach b'Shvi'i Shel Pesach, not on the seventh day of Pesach. Number 325, same thing with Shavuos. 326, not to do on Rosh Hashanah. Number 327, not to do on any melacha on Yom Kippur. Number 328, not on the first day of Sukkot. 329, not to do on Shmini Atzeres. Number 330, shelo legalos ervas im shneimar imcha hi losegal ervas, not to have relations with your mother. Number 331, shelo legalos ervas achos, not to have relations with your sister. Shneimar ervas achosecha bas avicha begomer losegal. Number 332, shelo legalos ervas eshes av, not to have relations with your father's wife, obviously aside from your mother, even if she's just your stepmother. Shneimar ervas eshes avicha losegal. Number 333, shelo legalos ervas achoso mina av o mina im, not to sleep with your sister either from your father or from your mother. Shneimar ervas bas ishes avicha. Number 334. Shelo legalos ervas bas haben, not to sleep with the daughter of your son. Shneimar ervas bas bincha. Number 335. Shelo legalos ervas bas habas, not to sleep with the daughter of your daughter. Shneimar o bas bitcha lo segal ervas. Number 336. Shelo legalos ervas habas, not to sleep with your daughter. V'lama lo nis parsha b'Torah. And this isn't something we should explicit in the Torah. Mevnei she'asur bas habas shasag men habas. So since it already said your granddaughter's asur, so obviously your daughter's off. Usher. And he says that even though this is something which isn't explicit in the Torah, it still counts as one of the mitzvos, despite that, because that's our Masorah. Number 337. Shalo legalos ervas eshes isha ubita. Not to sleep with a woman and her daughter. Shneamar ervas isha ubita lo segala. Number 338. Shalo legalos ervas eshes isha ubas na. And not to sleep with a woman and her son's daughter. Shneamar es bas bina. Number 339. Shalo legalos ervas isha ubas bita. And not to sleep with a woman and her daughter's daughter. Shneamar es bas bita lo zikach. Number 340. Shalo legalos ervas achos ein. Not to sleep with your mother's sister. Shneamar ervas achos imcha lo zikala. Number 341. Shalo legalos ervas achos af. Not to sleep with your father's sister. Shemar ervas achos abicha lo segalet. Number 342. Shalol legalos ervas eshes achi ha'av. Not to sleep with the wife of your father's brother. Shemar ve'al ishto lo segarev. Number 343. Shalol legalos ervas eshes fen. Not to sleep with your son's wife. Obviously, while they're not married any longer, that would otherwise be also that. Well, I mean, this includes that and is beyond that. Shemar ervas kalascha lo segalet. Number 344. Shalol legalos ervas eshes ach. Not to sleep with your brother's wife. Same thing that I just said applies there as well. Shemar ervas achicha lo segalet. Number 345. Shalol legalos ervas achos ishto. Not to sleep with the sister of your wife. Shneamar v'isha el chosol lo zikach. Number 346. Shalol legalos ervas isha nida. Not to sleep with a woman who's menstruating. Shneamar v'el isha benida tamasa lo zikarev. Number 347. Shalol legalos ervas ishas ish. Shneamar v'el isha ishas amisecha lo zitain. Not to commit adultery. Number 348. Shalol l'shakiv im behema. Not to sleep with an animal. Shneamar v'chol behema lo zitain shabtcha lezer. Number 349. Shalol l'savi isha behema alahal. That a woman shouldn't sleep with an animal by bringing it to her. Shneamar v'isha lo zamud lefnei ha behema. Number 350. Shalo shachiv im zachar, not to commit homosexuality. Shneamar ve'es zachar lo zishkav mishkavei yisha. Number 351. Shalo legalos ervas ha'av atzmo, not to sleep with your father himself, specifically extra lo zasei on that. Shneamar ervas avicha lo zikale. Number 352. Shalo legalos ervas achi ha'av atzmo, not to sleep with your father's brother himself. Shneamar ervas achi avicha lo zikale. Number 353. Shalo karei ba'arayos b'dvar ha'mevin lidei gilei erva kikon chibak v'nisho v'rima v'kvitza. Someone thinks this is a daraisa, that somebody's not allowed to do anything else which might come to erva, such as hugging, kissing, etc., even signaling and flirting. Shneamar el kol shar b'saro l'sekarvu legalos erva mipiashim olamdu shazu azhara l'kirav amavia l'idei gilar erva. That, according to the Rambam, again thinks that's an iser d'oraisa. Number 354. Shalo yisa mamzer bas yisrael. That's somebody who is born in a way which defines him halachically as a mamzer. So he's not allowed to marry a regular member of Klal Yisrael. He can't marry a regular bas yisrael. Shneamar lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. Number 355. Shelo tia kadesha v'hi anavelis b'lo ksuba v'lo kedushin. That a woman's not able to act as a prostitute. She's a woman who sleeps with somebody else without any ksuba, without any kedushin. Shneamar lo tia kadesha. Number 356. Shelo yachazer hamigarish grushaso achar shenasias laachar. Shneamar lo yukal v'ala harishon asher shochal l'shuv l'kachta. If somebody gets divorced, he can't remarry his wife if she has married somebody else in between. Number 357. Shalo tinasei yavama la'achar chutz mi yavama. Shneamar lo tia eshes hamis. If somebody's brother dies without any kids, so there's mitzvah between ibum, and she has an obligation to marry one of the dead brothers first, and can't marry somebody else. Number 358. Shalo yigarish ha'onis anusaso. That if somebody had raped a girl and then they had gotten married afterwards, that's the halacha is if she wants to. So then in that circumstance, he's never allowed to divorce her. Shneamar lo yichal l'shalchal koyama. Number 359. Shalo yigarish motzi shemra. That somebody who had tried defaming his wife and then had to marry her as well, so he's not allowed to divorce her either. Shneamar lo yichal shalchal koyamav. Number 360. Shalo yikach saris bas yisrael. Somebody who is totally impotent and infertile is not able to marry a regular bas yisrael. Shneamar lo yavo ptsua daka. Number 361. Shalo saris zachar echad mikol aminin lo adam v'lo behema achaya v'elf. Shneamar v'artchem lo zasu. That somebody who's male is not able to go ahead and neuter, whether a human or an animal, any type of animal, it's usher to do that. Number 362. Shalom knows al Yisrael ish mikal gerim, to appoint as our king somebody who had been a ger. He has to be a member of Klal Yisrael from birth. Shneamar lo suchal laseis alecha ish nachri. Number 363. Shalom yarbe lo hamelach susim. Shneamar lo yarbe lo susim. The king can't have too many horses. 364. The king can't have too many wives. Shneamar lo yavar lo nashim. And final, last mitzvah, number 365, out of the whole Los Asays and out of all the 613. Shalo yarbe lo hamelech kesef hazav. The king can't have too much gold and jewels and silver in his treasury. Shneamar v'kesef hazav lo yarbe lo ma'od. That ends the list of the Rambam's Minyan HaKatzer, the Minyan Mitzvot at the beginning of Mishnah Torah. Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with his actual introduction, which actually precedes this in the Mishnah Torah. And then afterwards, we will turn to the Rambam's Index before, again, on Wednesday, Yirtzeh Hashem, starting the actual Mishnah Torah. Yashar Koach.